The Environmental Priorities Coalition includes big names like the Sierra Club, American Rivers, Fuse, and the Cascade Bicycle Club. They don't always see eye to eye on things. But when it comes to oil companies and the state tax structure, they're all sure something's not quite right.
There's no economic argument for this tax exemption and preferential rate in any way.
That's State Representative Reuven Carlisle. He's the prime sponsor of a bill that would close one of the state's biggest tax loopholes ever. The Seattle Democrat from the district that includes the Space Needle and the waterfront is chair of the State Finance Committee. That means he has to know local economic history, including the forests and sawmills of the 1950s that once used sawdust to keep their refineries going.
And it was immediately identified by the oil companies as a fantastic opportunity for their accountants to make a ton of money.
He says there's $60 million this biennium alone that a new law could extract from the five big oil companies in the state. That money is supposed to fund public schools, as per last week's Supreme Court ruling. Carlisle's co-chairman on the State Finance Committee, Republican Terry Neely of Spokane, agrees that it's time to get serious. He even echoes the line that our state tax structure is like Swiss cheese.
We have over 650 tax exemptions. So if you don't have some way of having some tax preferences, you're going to not be able to attract certain businesses, maybe many businesses, into our state.
He says he's not opposed to looking at the loopholes, but he wants to be careful about the implications of any law that touches a bunch of job creators. He says Washington's refineries generate jobs and economic drivers worth $1.7 billion. And everyone is wondering if closing this loophole might be the key to getting a state income tax. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.